Hi, my name is Julia Jensen, and I am a graduate student intern with the COVID-19 Archive at Arizona State University. The date is February 20th, and the time is 12:51 Eastern Standard Time, and I am speaking with BZ Smith. I want to ask you a question about your pandemic experience, but before I do, I would like to ask for your consent to record this response for the COVID-19 Archive. The COVID-19 Archive is a digital archive at ASU that is collecting pandemic experiences. Do I have your consent to record your response and add it to the archive with your name?
I am honored to be a part of this, and yes, you have my consent.
Thank you. First, can you tell me your name, age, and where you live?
My name is B.C. Smith. That's actually my nickname, just in case some researcher wants to track me down. My real name is Betty Zane. That's one word, B-E-T-T-I-Z-A-N-E. I live in Sonora, California, which is close to Yosemite National Park. And I'm 71. Did you ask me my age, Julia?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, 71.
All right, thank you. Now I'd like to ask you one question about the pandemic. We've experienced a lot of changes in 2020, and many have been negative and disruptive, but perhaps it's not all bad. What's one positive thing you've experienced during the pandemic?
I have loved the opportunity to be in my home more. Because I had a very public life pre-pandemic, my opportunities to just putter and browse at home and work on projects here was very limited and chopped up. Now I've had prolonged days and weeks and even months where I could commit to an amazing project, and it's been so exciting to finally have that kind of time in a forced way, quite honestly. I've appreciated the forced nature of it.
What project are you working on?
Well, I have a whole bunch of sorting projects I'm doing. You know, I'm 71, which means I'm sort of in the later quadrant of life, and I'm looking at purging and organizing and getting things ready to exit the planet in a way where I don't leave a total catastrophe for my children when I pass away. So, you know, I've been working on that. And in the course of that, I have remembered how many sewing materials I have and how many art supplies I have that have long since gone neglected. So I've been doing some sewing projects. I made a quilt for one of my grandkids during this time. I have been working on a variety of small mixed media paintings that have been very pleasurable for me, and giving some of them as gifts. And then I've been also working on some professional things, such as updating and revising my professional website, and looking at whole new ways of doing legacy work that's related to my profession.
Wow, you've been nice and busy.
Well, I've been trying to remember to play the piano, too.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm glad you got to reconnect with some of those projects and passions.
So the other thing that I'd like to note is this time has given me an opportunity to really focus on self-care and taking better care of my body and losing weight, which I've needed to do, and allowing myself the time and the space to look at my physical and emotional needs in a more realistic way.
Nice. I'm glad you had the time to do that. I know a lot of people are working on that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for your time today.